si tu ne me connais pas. Brosser, brosser, tu pourras toujours te brosser, brosser, si tu ne me respectes pas. Oui, célébrons ceux qui ne célèbrent pas. Encore une fois, j'aimerais lever mon verre à ceux qui n'en ont pas, à ceux qui n'en ont pas. Pilote d'avion ou infirmière, chauffeur de camion, hôtesse de l'air, boulanger ou marin pêcheur, un verre aux champions des pires horaires, aux jeunes parents bercés par les pleurs, aux insomniaques de profession, et tous ceux qui souffrent de peine de cœur, qui n'ont pas le cœur aux célébrations. Qui n'ont pas le cœur aux célébrations.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music picks and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with music for the masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC afternoon show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC.
Man, if you ain't most hated, they said, Versetti, you coming like that. I said, hold on, bro, I'm coming right back. I'm in that mode, I'ma call you right back. I don't go to sleep cause I'm on it like that. I'm in the kitchen, little home. How you kidding? That vibe that you thinking I already did it. These Japanese denim, you can't even get it. This 33 waist, no, I can't even fit it. You try to cross me, then I tell them gorillas. I'm trying to get guala off for good business. Forgot that they know us, but not a coupe tenant. Worry about missing, I'm worried about dinner. Yeah, you rising, yeah, you falling, yeah, you polished, yeah, you flawless. In your space, so beg your pardon. I did the race, my love, I saw it. I felt a weakness and I fought it. She got that cake, she in my comments. Said she got faith, yeah. Said she got faith, so she pulling up on me. Yeah. Everything gon' get better when waiting. Every day I be rocking the latest. Yeah. I can see in their face they outdated. Not my fault that you should've updated. Yeah. Everything gon' get better when waiting. Every day I be rocking the latest. Yeah. I can see in their face they outdated. Not my fault that you should've updated.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live broadcasting Accra, Hudson, Catskill. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting and airing from 90.7 FM WGXC. And we'll be back after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Green. Ted Remsnyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Mask mandates will stay in place at Greene County schools as the regulation imposed by New York Governor Kathy Hochul makes its way through the courts. Nassau County Supreme Court Justice Thomas Rademacher on January 24th ruled the governor's mask mandate to be unconstitutional, but after an appeal by the New York State Department of Health, appellate court judge Robert J. Miller on the next day issued a stay to keep the mask mandate in place while the case is on appeal. The New York State Education Department this week issued guidance to school districts regarding the mask mandate. Catskill Central School District Superintendent Ronell Cook said in a statement to district parents that the mask mandate would remain in place. And I quote, "It's NYSED's position that schools should continue to follow the mask rule. Please know that at this time, all students and staff must continue to wear masks in school," end quote. The next hearing in Miller's courtroom pertaining to the stay will be held on January 28th. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "I would expect an immediate decision because they know everybody is hanging in the balance," end quote. Officials with the Greenville Central School have confirmed that their district will continue to comply with the mask mandate, and the Hunter Tannersville School District released a statement drafted by its attorneys regarding the stay. According to the statement, and I quote, "In light of this ruling, public school districts in New York State remain subject to the Department of Health masking regulations at least through January 28, 2022," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. An emergency meeting of the Cairo Town Board held to appoint a building and code enforcement clerk on January 27th degenerated into an argument back and forth when the members disagreed over whether the matter warranted a special meeting and how the hiring process was handled. Board member Tim Powers said that he and fellow board member Stephen Kralovich did not receive copies of the applications until they arrived for the meeting and that they were not involved in the interview process. Powers said that when he questioned Supervisor Jason Watts, he was told, and I quote, "Well, we already have our three votes, so basically we don't need you," end quote. Powers said, and I quote, "When I make the comment that we need to do things the right way, I was told by Supervisor Watts that we did not have time to do things the right way," end quote. Watts said, and I quote, "No, I said we don't have time to keep wasting. We must go forward with the town," end quote. After about 10 minutes of back and forth, the board went into an executive session for approximately 20 minutes to discuss the applicants. When the board members emerged, they voted 3-2 to hire Kyrie Felder as the town's new building and code enforcement clerk at the hourly rate of $15 for no more than 30 hours per week. Watts, Cords, and Michael Flattery voted in favor. Powers voted no, and Kralovich abstained. The former building and code clerk was Donna Chewins. The former building and code clerk, Donna Chewins, resigned as of December 7th. Read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Melanie Lekasevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media that on January 24th, Republicans in Ravenna abandoned their own incumbent mayor, Bill Miskaraka, picking Dominic Ruggeri instead as their nominee for village elections in March. The next day, Democrats in Ravenna chose Miskaraka, the Republican incumbent, as their nominee. Ms. Karaka said to the crowd at the Ravenna Firehouse for the caucus after getting the nomination, and I quote, "If you had asked me 7.5 years ago where I would be tonight, I would have had a radically different answer. But you almost made me cry. You are too kind, and I really feel like this outpouring of support tells me that I'm doing my job the way I'm supposed to do my job. I appreciate it so much," end quote. Democrats in Ravenna also backed Republican Caitlin Appleby, who will be on both lines for a town board seat. Read more about this story at theupstater.com. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting the state is asking the public to comment on a proposal to add a new area code in the 845 region in the Mid-Hudson Valley. By the third quarter in 2023, all phone numbers in the 845 area code are expected to be used up due to an increase in demand. The commission said in an announcement that the North American Numbering Plan Administrator has applied to the State Public Service Commission to add a second area code. A specific new three-digit code has not been approved yet. The 845 area code is used in all or part of Columbia, Delaware, Dutchess, Greene, Orange, Putnam, Rockland, Sullivan, and Ulster counties. Existing 845 numbers will remain intact. According to the commission, by the time the new area code becomes effective, customers will have already transitioned to mandatory 10-digit dialing as a result of the national implementation of the 988 three-digit hotline to reach the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is occurring now. The PSC wants input from the public about the proposal. People may comment by going online to the Department of Public Services website or by calling 800-335-2120. Comments should refer to case 21-C-0600. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, January 28th. Early morning temperatures are showing 16 degrees in Smith Corner and 21 in Lamontville. Today's weather will be different from one end of the listening area to the other. On the west and over the mountains, not much snow is really expected. Some snow starts after 11 a.m. in the rest of Greene County. Heading east into Columbia County, it's going to pile up more and more the closer you get to Massachusetts. Dutchess County has a snow advisory out today. Snow begins in this area after 9 a.m. This afternoon, the snow will pick up a bit. Less than a half inch is expected. That could change. The storm could shift a little to the west and bring that up to maybe an inch or so. A high of 31 happens at 2 p.m. Overnight, temperatures fall to a low of 8 degrees, and snow starts up again. A possible half inch will be on the ground by sunup Saturday. Then, another 1 to 3 inches is expected, depending on where you are. Wind gusts will make blowing snow a travel concern, along with downed tree branches. A high of 18 degrees is expected at 2 p.m. Saturday night will be dry and dangerously sub-freezing, with a low of 8 degrees. Sunday is looking dry with a high of 25 degrees. Monday, also dry with a high of 31. Sunset today will be at 4:49 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:08 a.m. Looking way up, we see plasma streams and co-rotating interaction region transition should bump up geomagnetic activity over the weekend. Solar wind speed is currently 448 kilometers per second at 4.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible until dark, then fair below 30 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. The current sunspot number is 85. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Well, I'm trying to run it up with you. She say, I just want to run it up with you. She say, I could be your Bonnie and you be Clyde. Tell me what it costs just to see you smile. I know that they hate it how we run it up. Know I keep it real, baby. Know I keep it 100. Maybe me and you, let's make a one of us. Only me and you, baby, we can make a one of us. I ain't trying to play around with you. Baby. I ain't trying to play around with you. Only way is up, limit is the sky. Bring you on the show, it's the night.
I ain't trying to play up with your love. Like these jeans I got on, she's a one of one. Different revenues, they asking where it's coming from. And you know I'm from New York, I got 100 guns. Look, you know how we rolling. Boy, the addict, she wanted the rollie. Give it to me like you owe it.
Do a buck 80 in the urge, drive it like it's stolen. She ain't mind if she friendly. I told her it's okay, cause we got nines, we got Bentleys, we got nines in our Bentleys. Had a knife in my back when I wrote my first song. Put a knife to your face like $1.50.
I'm tryna run it up with you. She say, I just wanna run it up with you. She say, I could be your Bonnie and you be Clyde. Tell me what it costs just to see you smile. I know that they hate it how we run it up. No, I keep it real, baby. No, I keep it 100. Maybe me and you, let's make a one of us. Only me and you, baby, we can make a one of us. I ain't trying to play around with you, man. I ain't trying to play around with you. Only way is up, limit is the sky. Bring me on the star.
You think I'm stuck up in my ways, huh? I swear I would've bought your love, but something told me to save up. Baddies come in flavors. But every time I pick the same one, ballin' till the game done. Shooters with me A1, she just wanna run it up. Told her we got guns with us. We used to walk in the rain, it ain't no sun in us. The money made people change, we stayed the same, huh? Told her if she played, then the game done. Fell apart, not picture that, I fixed the frame up. Took some L's, we getting didn't change us.
Lose it all, I'm still the same. That's how we came up.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. That was one of my favorite songs, Run It Up by Chef G. Now, the way this show going to operate, you know how last show we operated. What are some things that get us in our bag, like get us in our real mood? Now, I'm your host, DJ Sean Money, with my lovely sound engineer,
DJ Popcorn,
and my lovely guest.
Yo, Winter's here.
Yo. So, what's some song? That was my song that get me in my bag. Because, you know, I'm a Chef G fan. And also, I'm a Sleepy Hollow fan. So, both
Dude,
of them being in one song is happy.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I mean, you know, obviously both great artists. You know.
Nah, we not going. Don't front like you just hated all Sleepy Hollow. So he says that I made him hate Sleepy Hollow.
No, it's just because when you hear an artist so frequently, it's just you don't really
you never
to
hear
him like that.
I have him blasting in my earbuds. I don't get how you ever hear him.
Because, bro, AirPods can be very loud.
Like, so he, I mean, that means he must be OD hard listening, right, Winter?
Yeah.
So if that's in my ears,
I mean, because I'm usually right by you.
And back up then. So okay. he was trying to play my artist, like, because I was, I'm not going to hold you. I was kind of mostly like, don't get it twisted, I love Chef G, but I was kind of in it for like the Sleepy Hollow part.
Dude, I remember one day I was just chilling here, and you decided to like give me an entire timeline of Sleepy Hollow. And I was just like taking notes and shit.
There. Emotionally. Mm-hmm. Now, something that, at least for me, that's the song that gave me hype. Because, you know, that's like three great artists in one song. How would that not get you hype?
Literally can't even count to three. That's insane.
Like, that's kind of like, nah, I can't even say like, but that's like, imagine like if Trippie Redd and Lil Uzi Vert and X were on a song together. That wouldn't be a banger. That wouldn't be a banger, bro. Like, that would be a straight banger.
I only know them from what you showed me, but I think that would be interesting. I can imagine, like, vaguely imagine the instrumental.
Right?
I think I'd like it. I don't think it would, like, be amazing for me. I think I'd rate it, like, a 7 out of 10.
All right. That's better than 9.
It's hard to read something that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
This is, like, a hypothetical.
Let's see. What's the song that gets you, like, hyped? Like, I mean, like, hype.
Hype?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not sure if I describe myself as a theater kid. I like acting, and I also like just musicals and how they sound in general.
Uh-huh.
And there was a big phase when I was into Hamilton, and there was just always one song that they just go all out in, like the rapping, the rhyme scheme, the instrumental, and that's my shot. I mean, honestly, the entire musical, really. But that one, in like particular, is so good.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and for me, I mean, there's like, you know, two of the songs that I really like listen to on a pretty consistent basis are, you know, Lot of Me by Lil Tecca. And of course, you know what I'm saying? One of my favorites right now is Pushin' P, bro.
Oh my God.
It's because I've been saying it everywhere. You know, I've been typing it on my captions, my Snapchat stories. All I can do is push P, bro. And I've just been pushing P.
I hate that saying, but to each their own.
I don't know why, but I've been pushing P.
Bro, oh my god.
Small brain. I can't keep up with
I'm sorry, bro. I've been pushing P.
Pushing P.
Okay,
pushing
I have P. trouble pushing with P. regular English. This is like advanced English. Please.
Yeah, this is like so.
No, no, it's just simple.
Pushing P is just like you. Yeah. Are you? It's like, are you pushing P?
I am crying.
Going to your best. going to your best friend's football game. That's pushing P. I'll say that's pushing P.
That might be P.
Just P.
Might be P.
I would say that's pushing P.
I mean, it's like, no, but it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something that is P is like you physically, is that's when you're pushing P. It's like when you're doing something. But if somebody else is doing something, you know.
Like, so being like,
my brain right now is just collapsing in itself.
Okay, so like, say you go and you buy a house for your mom. That's pushing P, right?
Okay, let's
say.
So
I say if I buy my best friend a hoodie, that's P. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty P. You know what I'm saying?
Norms.
You know what I'm saying? If I go and I buy a new phone, that's pretty P. You know what I'm saying?
That's norms.
You know, my outfit,
okay,
P.
So let's say,
but I don't like it.
So you're telling me, like let's say, like you were in a football game, right? It's homecoming night. And you get a touchdown. That's pushing P or that's just P?
P. That's a touchdown. That's P. That touchdown was pretty P. You know what I'm saying? Like, you make a full court buzzer beater. That's P. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, when you're doing something that's P, like, you know what I'm saying? You go and get the touchdown. That's pushing P. You're pushing P. You know what I'm saying? You getting money. You're pushing P.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You bought a house for your mom's. That's pushing P. All
right.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? That's P. But I refuse to use it.
You don't got to.
You don't got to.
I'm glad.
I'm pushing P. You don't got to push P.
Okay.
I'm pushing P.
Okay.
I
will make it my personal goal to find a way to use this at least once this radio show.
All right.
I'm going to fail horribly, and people will laugh, but it's okay, because I'm going to try.
Well, I mean, without further ado, it's time for pushing P.
Oh, God.
Pushing P. Yeah, pushing P. Turn me up. Turn me up, P. Pointers in the paddock in my piece. I'm pushing P. Cop new helmets for my piece. We don't want no peace. Got a spot across the spot. Just for peace. Drop the data, now we plotting. Exotic peace. She not a lesbian for peace. She turned lesbian. Push a P. I'm push a P. I'm capital P. I write the president. Count president. Push a P. Portuguese on her knees. Mopping down a P. She let me squeeze. Then she leave. Cause she keep a P. Private suite. Privacy. I'm pushing P. Purple paint. Pink. Push a P. Push a P. I'm pushing P. Pushing P. I'm pushing P. Yeah. Pushing P. I'm pushing P. Pushing P. I'm pushing P. Yeah. I pop a P. I'm paranoid. I can't sleep with pockets deep. Got rest on me. Why they watching me? I'm pushing P. I'm pushing P. Pushing P. I'm pushing P. Yeah. Bought a P, not a pill of Porsche. Push a P. Three P's, popcorn, Porsche. Push a P. I just a cup of water. Push a P. Push a P, red bandana cards. Push a P. I'ma P you at your whole endorsement. She ain't vanilla for me, she simply Porsche. I never saw ops, now we finally touched me. She ready to get in the streets for me, no questions. Too rich to text, I let my shoulder forward. Take the P of the alphabet. Try to sort it. I'm pushing P. I'm pushing P. I'm pushing P. Push P. I'm pushing P. P. Push P. I'm pushing P. Push P. I'm pushing P.
Yeah. P. I'm pushing P.
No, pushing P.
You know what I'm saying? God. So now we're back, you know what I'm saying? That was pushing P.
Y'all rate that one
by Gunna and Future, feature a Young Thug. Okay, okay. For me, I really like that song.
I'm not gonna lie, it was mid to me.
Cause I mean, I love that expression, and plus I like the song, so I'm pushing P.
I'm not gonna lie,
that song is like
it's not terrible.
For me, it's like an 8.5, 9.
It's mid.
Cause I really like that song.
It's mid for me.
So would you say like 7, 6.5 for you, Shaw?
Nah, I'm gonna give it a 5.
Okay.
I'm in a 7.
Popcorn's giving it like an 8. You're giving it like a 7. I'm gonna give it. I don't think the lyrics were very creative.
Pushing P.
Yeah, it's just pushing P. Like,
pushing
P.
Pushing P.
Pushing P. I was joking a bit when I say, like, I'm never going to say it. I'm
trying to push P.
Term, right? But
it's just a W term.
I'm pushing a Pokemon.
Pushing P.
I'm pushing a Pokemon.
See, if the phrase was actually pushing Pokemon, I would 100%.
I'm pushing a Pop-Tart.
I also like Pop-Tarts. Have you guys ever put butter on a Pop-Tart?
I'm popping a pimple.
No, I haven't. Never put butter on a Pop-Tart.
Wait, so what? What are y'all talking about? Butter on a Pop-Tart.
Noah asked if I
ever
put butter on a Pop-Tart.
I'm not
gonna lie. Butter on a Pop-Tart type sounds nasty.
It is really good. You have to try it. Okay, but
it just doesn't sound appetizing.
That makes no sense. You're putting butter on frosting,
one word,
which is hard, and then
four in one word. Try it. Wait, how many words is that?
Try it. That's two.
I'm so good at counting. Thank you guys for helping me.
You concern me.
Definitely.
My brain got fried from that song. I think that lowered my brain cells.
That's tough.
Like
actually.
I think I'm in negative brain cells.
Since,
not just
since,
the song.
Wait. Since Noah gave, since Winter gave our song, or your song, and my song, a taste, we should, you know.
But
give Winter's song some shine.
No,
you know
we definitely will.
And then you know save our songs for like the very end, like you know like the grand scheme of things. You feel me? Not to push a song out the way.
I mean, to give your song.
Just spread it out because we all got like.
Yeah. Like I was listening to something different. You know, we was just hype. So. Since that made our, I had my hype song. He had his hype song. You didn't get your hype song.
I mean, I have hype songs. We both have hype songs, plural.
We both have hype songs that are,
you know, what I'm saying
the same song. But
I have mine right here. You know.
But I mean, wouldn't it be fair if just like you know, Winter got his song played next because it makes sense because that's one that's one and then now this would be two for us. So
which one is it? Which one are we playing first?
What was your song, Hamilton?
I guess
Hamilton.
Let's do it. Yeah, don't try.
Okay,
guys, this rhyme scheme will restore your brain cells.
Or maybe fry your brain cells. It depends.
I'm not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. You know, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't brag, but dag, I'm amazed and astonished. The problem is I got a lot of brains but no polish. I gotta holler just to be heard with every word. I drop knowledge. I'm a diamond in the rough. A shining piece of coal, trying to reach my goal. My power of speech, unimpeachable. Only 19, but my mind is older. These New York City streets get cold. I shoulder every burden, every disadvantage. I've learned to manage. I don't have a gun to brandish. I walk these streets famished. The plan is to fan this spark into a flame. But it's getting dark, so let me spell out the name. I am the A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R. We are meant to be a colony that runs independently. Meanwhile, Britney keeps on us endlessly. Essentially, they tax us relentlessly. Then King George turns around, runs a spending spree. He ain't never gonna set his descendants free. So there will be a revolution in this century. Enter me.
He says in parentheses.
Don't be shocked when your history book mentions me. I will lay down my life if it sets us free. Eventually, you'll see my ascendancy. And I am not thrown away my shot. I am not thrown away my shot. And yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And I'm not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. And yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And I'm not throwing away my shot. It's time to take a shot.
I dream of life without a monarchy. The unrest in France will lead to anarchy. Anarchy, how you say? How you say? Or anarchy. When I fight, I make the other side panicky with my
shit.
Yo, I'm a tailor's apprentice. And I got job knuckleheads and local parentis. I'm joining the rebellion, cause I know it's my chance. To social league advance. Instead of sewing some pants, I'm gonna take shit. And but we'll never be truly free until those in bondage have the same rights as you and me. You and I do or die. Wait till I sally in on a stallion with the first black battalion. Have another shot.
Geniuses, lower your voices. You keep out of trouble and you double your choices. I'm with you, but the situation is fraught. You've got to be carefully taught. If you talk, you're gonna get shot.
Bird, check what we got. Mr. Lafayette, hard rock like Lancelot. I think your pants look hot. Lawrence, I
like you a lot. Let's hatch a plot blacker than the kettle calling the pot. What are the odds that you put us all in one spot? Pop in a squad of conventional wisdom, like it or not. A bunch of revolutionary manumission abolitionists. Give me a position, show me where the ammunition is. Oh, am I talking too loud? Sometimes I get overexcited, shoot off at the mouth. I never had a group of friends before. I promise that I'll make y'all proud.
Let's get this guy in front of a crowd.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy.
Imagine death so much it feels more like a memory. When's it gonna get me? In my sleep, 7 feet ahead of me. If I see it coming, do I run or do I let it be? Is it like a beat without a melody? See, I never thought I'd live past 20. Where I come from, some get half as many. Ask anybody why we live it fast and we laugh. Reach for a flask, we have to make this moment last. That's plenty, scratch that. This is not a moment, it's the movement. Where all the hungriest brothers with something to prove went. Foes oppose us, we take an honest stand. We roll like Moses, claiming our promised land. And if we win our independence, is that a guarantee of freedom for our descendants? Or will the blood we shed begin an endless cycle of vengeance and death with no defendants? I know the action in the street is exciting, but between all the bleeding and fighting, I've been reading and writing. We need to handle our financial situation. Are we a nation of states? What's the state of our nation? I'm past patiently waiting. I'm passionately smashing every expectation. Every action's an act of creation. I'm laughing in the face of casualties and sorrow. For the first time, I'm thinking past tomorrow.
And I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Ayo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not.
Time to take a shot.
Rise up.
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 Time to take a shot.
back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yo,
that
what's
was
up, everybody?
Winter's hype song.
I mean, yeah, those were Winter's two songs right
I
there.
Was just jamming out for them.
You want to tell us the first one?
The first one? Yeah, I talked a little bit about it, but it's just the rhyming scheme is so good.
Now, what was that first song called again?
My Shot.
My Shot.
By Lin-Manuel Miranda.
What about the second song?
The second song was Touch Tone Telephone.
Touch Tone Telephone.
Lemon
touch Telephone.
Okay. What?
Oh, Touch Tone Telephone.
Yeah.
Oh, what? How does that song make you feel? Like how does that song get you hype?
You're like my therapist now.
Nah. It's just,
no,
you know,
yeah,
this,
no,
this,
I'm just messing
yeah.
with you. I don't know. It's just something about the vocals just backed with the weird zany sounds just gets me going.
Zany is crazy.
It could just be like my ADHD hyperfixating on it, but it's just so good.
And those two songs get you hype?
Yeah, if I'm trying to like genuinely focus on something, then the energy from the song will just go into whatever I'm doing.
I definitely feel that too. Like a lot of songs that I listen to, like if I'm listening to like a really like upbeat song kinda, like and I'm like doing like schoolwork or something, like I'm typing something like an email or whatever it is I'm doing, like I can like kinda, it feels like I'm converting that energy into what I'm doing, so I get a lot done when I'm listening to music.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think that's pretty common. A lot of people I've met also have trouble focusing when they listen to music, so it's really like a.
Would you say that like music helps you focus more or less?
It really depends on the song, because if the only reason music wouldn't help me focus is if it's too good of a song, and then I just start
and
like,
you just
jamming
bop
out
to it.
But then afterwards, I try to put the energy into it. But like, yeah, I will jam out if it's a good enough song.
And what type of energy would you say that is?
That's a good question. What type of energy? I would say, like, just chaotic in a good way. I'm trying to think of a word for that. Like, chaotic.
Good chaotic energy.
Yeah, like, good chaotic energy. But I know there's a word, but it's just left.
Channeled
so
energy, yeah.
So we're just going to leave it at that.
Sound engineer.
Yeah, I mean, you know. It's like.
So. Yeah. So Winter, what would you rate that song like 1 to 10?
The first one I would rate a solid 8.5, maybe. You know, I'll give it a 9. All right. The second song I'll give it an 8. So I do have bias. I think the first one is a little bit better than the second one.
So, engineer, DJ Popcorn.
Yeah.
What would you rate that song? Both songs.
3 and 3.5.
Okay.
All right. Three.
Nah,
three
I'm kidding. Like a 5, and I don't think the other. And
I was just like, no.
And I think the other one's more of a 4. I didn't really that like that one's not kind of my vibe. It did give me like old school like movie vibes.
Though. Okay, so.
I get what you mean. Like almost like a soundtrack from a video.
Yeah.
So at least for me, I'm not gonna hold you. It's not my type of genre, but. I can't hate on somebody else's music, so I'm going to give it a 5, first one, because I like the first one better than the second one. And I'm going to give the second one I'm going to give it like a 5.5.
I'll take it. See, I understand how it's
you
not
just
your
rated
music,
because
our music
one
taste is like.
One.
Yeah, completely different.
Yeah, it's like two completely different worlds.
Yeah.
So I understand why you wouldn't rate a high.
Yeah.
It's like complete opposite ends of the music spectrum.
Yeah,
definitely. And it's like. Yeah, I can always appreciate when somebody listens to something different that I haven't listened to, like, before. Like it opens my ears to, like, something new. Or definitely, like, getting, like, trying to acquire a new taste for different music. Mm-hmm. And, like, trying to learn different things, like, different genres of, like, you know, like, rap pop or, like, pop singing and things like that. You know, like, and just opening my eyes to different things is definitely more important to me. Because I don't want to, like, stuck listen to the same song.
Yeah, it gets repetitive. It gets annoying.
Yeah.
But I want to say... I wanted to give your music a shot because it's different, and on top of that, like, it's still type being fair. Like, there are times like we played music and it was just our music, or your music should be heard more.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah. Moving on from like music and stuff, what are some things that like get you motivated besides it? Because music's
sports,
a little bit
sports.
I mean,
for me, it's sports at least.
I mean, doing things physical,
kind
of, for me. Or, like, having fun in general is, like, you know, gets me excited. Or, like, doing...
Even the simplest things, like...
Yeah, like, me personally, like, I mean, I like the sport volleyball, obviously. It's on my shirt right now, but,
Let's go, Cats. No! Sorry.
So, that's something I really enjoy doing is, like, getting to, like, play.
We are not sponsored by Adidas.
No. And it like, I just...
Not yet, at least.
And I definitely just like playing it. Because it's, like, no matter if I'm, like, if I was on a team or not, I'll definitely still like it. It's something that's it's a really fun sport once you know how to play.
So is volleyball going still?
Yeah.
So how was your volleyball journey?
It's having its
Are you still doing volleyball?
It's, you know, it's happening. It's things are going. You know?
Yeah, but let's say, for example, it's a rainy day and you're stuck in your room and you like need to get motivated. What do you do?
Uzi.
Besides,
what do I do?
Uzi.
No. I'll probably play.
I'm gonna lie. I'm gonna play the game if I'm gonna stack.
Actually,
okay, that's a good point. Yeah, I mean,
actually, I'll probably play
either
song I
either,
have.
Either that or I'm gonna play.
Ooh, okay.
Either that or I'm gonna go back to being a kid and play in the rain.
Or
that,
actually,
that was just me.
I might more ironically go out or like go do something.
That was just me growing up. Like,
no,
like
when
like,
it was raining,
like,
that when was
like when you was a kid, like sometimes, you know, like would make you tired,
yeah.
And other times it'll be like, I feel like going play it. Like I feel like I'll be like I feel like I'll go back being a kid and like playing in the rain.
I know,
especially
I
like
stuff.
Hot days when it rained, like that's
yes,
just the perfect
that was a vibe.
Like I'm not gonna lie though, like I don't think was I the only kid with the big yellow rain boots.
No.
Like tell me I wasn't the only one, bro. I really was like those big yellow shiny
boots. I kind of envy that. I would want those. I was like,
ooh.
Nah,
kid. You know I was jumping.
No. I'm not gonna hold you. I was the kid that what was it, a tarp? Not what was it, a tarp or whatever? Like it was like a hoodie, but it was like for rain.
Oh, poncho.
I was the kid that had a see-through poncho or like a blue poncho or like a red poncho whenever it rained, bro.
Not gonna lie, I would definitely I would have my North Face on because when I was younger, I had a North Face, so that's like what my primary.
You had a
was.
North Face?
Yeah.
Well, I like it. I have one of those. I had ponchos. I had my ponchos.
See, and it was like, and that was my heaviest coat too. So anytime it would get cold, or anytime it would snow, or anytime it would rain, or like any bad condition like that, my dad's like North Face. Next.
Actually, wait, I lied. I did have a North Face.
It would either be my North Face. And
I had a winter. I had a winter North Face. My fault for cutting you off.
It would just be like, it would be like North Face and in some Tims, like, cause that's literally
Tims. I'm not gonna hold y'all.
Tims used to be my favorite thing.
I'm not gonna hold you. I've not owned a single pair of Tims.
Those are
like
my favorite clothing
since I was like three. I haven't owned a single pair of Tims since I was three. I don't even remember wearing them.
Man, I mean, I haven't had a pair since 13. Every like.
Wait, since the age of you being 13?
Yeah, like I've had one almost every year, but now
I've never.
I could
even be wrong on and off my own a pair of Tims.
I mean, I know I definitely have because I have a lot of pictures in them.
I have owned a single pair of Tims.
Like I used to wear them at like people's birthday parties and stuff. And, like,
you
up
menace, you're a menace.
Nah, bro. Because they can go with anything.
Wait, I got a question. What color Tims was it? Was it like the normal Tims or was it the black Tims?
Telling you, bro, it was the OGs, bro, the butters.
Bro. Oh, all right. Because I'm not gonna lie. If you would have said it was the black Tims, I'd be like, bro, don't talk to me, bro. Just play the song.
Nah, those are menacing.
You would have ended it right there.
But I'm definitely gonna get a pair whenever I get my hands on some. I'm gonna get those, and then I have to get another pair of the regular butter ones. Cause those, I used to be able to wear those with like everything, bro. Because that you could, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to like a little concert, or like little occasion, whatever it is, you know, a little birthday party.
Tight.
You know what I'm saying? You could throw on some black jeans, you know, and like you know, throw on a little chain, you know what I'm saying? And throw on a little button up, you know what I'm saying?
That was a way back then, but
a little easy fit.
We both know. Me and DJ Popcorn, this song does
just
got a lot of me and a lot of you.
This is just, this for me is just that song right now.
It's just
like
that
anytime
vibe.
I hear this song, bro, I can't not bop my head. I don't know why. And like, you know, like for me, it's just, I haven't like listened to this song and there's not been a time where I have not bopped. Or
but,
there's not been a time where it's came on in my headphones and I've
right,
not
you ain't
bopped
it.
There's never been a time where that's happened. So without
we
further ado.
We gonna get into a lot of me by Lil. Tekka.
You know what I'm saying? We love you, Tekka. You know, we love you, Tekka.
Everything's still cool. Being me, I can't lose. I know you're getting confused. They like, how you do it so smooth? Gotta stay in tune. With your love, I can't lose. Say nine, say ten. Make sure you gon' lose. Yeah. I can see you wanna vibe with me. Just say you wanna vibe with me. Feeling like I won a lottery. You getting a lot of me. Probably why you calling me. Is that why you calling me? Feeling like I won a lottery. You getting a lot of me. I can see you wanna vibe with me. Just say you wanna vibe with me. Feeling like I won a lottery. You getting a lot of me. Probably why you calling me. Is that why you calling me? Feeling like I won a lottery. You getting a lot of me. Mixing different shades up. I look like the fall. Trap money, real money. Yeah, I want it all. I just take my best feelings, put it in a song. I know I was right. I know you was wrong. Yeah, I got a vision. Let it capture in 4K. We forever young. You won't see me in no age. I'ma do what I want right now. I can't wait till it's too late. Everywhere up in the world right now. 10 bands in a suitcase. Cool. Being me, I can't lose. I know you're getting confused. They like, how you do it so smooth? Gotta stay in tune. With your love, I can't lose. Say nine, say ten. Make sure you gon' lose, yeah. I can see you wanna vibe with me. Just say you wanna vibe with me. Feeling like I won a lottery. You getting a lot of me. Probably why you calling me. Is that why you calling me? Feeling like I won a lottery. You getting a lot of me. I can see you wanna vibe with me. Just say you wanna vibe with me. Feeling like I won a lottery. You getting a lot of me. Probably why you calling me. Is that why you calling me? Feeling like I won a lottery. You getting a lot of me.
Get MailChimp's advanced yet
Hey. A lot of me by Lil Tekka.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'll say.
MailChimp ad went hard.
That was a lot of me by Lil Tekka.
No, but I like that one better than the other ones for sure. I was
what would you give this one?
This one? I'd rate it a 6.5. I like it.
No lie. On some bias stuff, I'm not going to lie. I'm giving it a 9, 10.
It's not a 9, 10. 9.5, 10. Like, I really like this song, bro. Like, this song, it's just such an energetic song.
I remember me and him, we stayed up.
Stayed up
just to hear this song.
Just to hear Lil Tekka's album, you know, and I was so proud of myself that I didn't fall asleep.
Well, how do you feel about his new song?
I like it. You know, it's something different, but
you do?
I like it.
How can I get to mid?
Like, I mean, I like it. It's cool.
It's not
something I absolutely hate. It has its own.
No. Yeah, most definitely. But I feel like it's not the best he could do.
Yeah.
But it's not terrible. Like, I'm just like, oh, I give it a 1. I hate it. No, it's mid for me.
You know? Yeah. But for sure, I mean, there's definitely a lot that goes into, you know, music making. It's a whole process, you know, and certain songs come out before, you know, certain, like, sometimes I'll hear an artist and, like, just judge them based off, like, one song that I hear, and I'm like, oh, he's trash. And then I'll hear something, like, that somebody's playing, like, on TikTok or something like that. I'm like, yo.
I'm like,
who is that? They're like, oh, this is so-and-so. I'm like,
bro, I was just listening to this song. I
thought he was trash. Like, who is this?
Straight garbage.
You guys ever use Spotify?
Yeah.
Okay, because the matter is, Spotify, you get a really good Discover Weekly, and it just plays music that it will think you'll like, and 9 times out of 10, I'll find, like, a new favorite song every week.
Sometimes that'll happen, but...
I'm not going to lie. You want to know who should play? DC the Don.
Okay. I mean, definitely. Definitely, this man's got some bangers. I will not lie to you. He's got bangers.
DC the Don.
This is one of my favorite guys, I mean, you know. He's not a very underground artist, but he's an underground artist, but he's known. Like, some people know him, but not a lot of people know him. But he's a really good artist. You know what I'm saying? We've got DC the Don. Hold up. I'm you know, and there's definitely different songs I could play.
We both know. No. At least for me, like, the song that
What's your favorite?
Ooh, I'm looking for a boyfriend. Mm-hmm.
Boyfriend.
Notice me.
Notice me is cool. I like that song.
What about you?
I'm thinking. I think
Cause that's how I found him, at least for me.
This might be my favorite right here, Megalodon, bro. Cause
oh, I forgot about Megalodon.
Yeah, there, bro. This
that's
song,
a good one.
This song is just different to me.
That's
and
a good one.
And I think it's either this or Worst Day is good too. I like that song a lot.
I'm not gonna lie, you put me onto his old song.
You know what I'm saying? I had to listen to some old stuff. Oh, also, rest in peace, Sad Frosty, bro. That was my guy, bro. Rest in peace, Sad Frosty. You know what I'm saying? That was DC the Don's best friend. Rest in peace, Frosty. You know what I'm saying? He also made really good music, too. He was good. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Frosty. That was my guy. You know what I'm saying? Megalodon, really good song as well. Also, pretty ironic title, but Beavis and Butthead, bro. Yeah, that's a really
bro,
good
that
song
title
too.
Is so random.
I know, it really is, but it's a good song.
So, what do you think we're going to play for these lovely people? Megalodon?
I think that's what I'm gonna go with.
Megalodon.
Yep, Megalodon.
We need that introduction.
By my guy, DC the Don.
Oh, just in case.
You know what I'm saying?
There's no ad. Hey, let's go. We out.
Oh.
What?
This one right here, you know, this is also DC the Don.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That what we were just listening
to.
It's
way different from the other one.
Yeah, this is definitely a different vibe. This right here, well, this is one of my favorites right here. This is called Ghost Rider. And next, you know what I'm saying, we got Strang by Ray Schrammert up next. You know what I'm saying? But we'll let you listen to this, and then we're going to close out for you guys. But this is Ghost Rider.
Come on.
Trap house jump.
bag, I feel important. Dior house shoes when I walk around, it's
like I should have never loved you, and that's why. Put in that dress, you can stay, don't give me hugs. I just ride that ass for no reason. My bitch a perfect girl for conversation, but I still get bored and then I ain't no believing. Don't push me too far away, cause if I go too far away, I might not come right back, I'm getting even stable. Call me like, where you at 3 a.m.? I'm in my LAX and cool. She just keep on teasing. Oh, you ain't know, I got time and on my side. I'm close to Amsterdam right now, like, bitch, I'm right up in your reach.
And it's all on me. I'm dead asleep right now, she trying to talk to me. But she don't know that all my dreams, I think it's better, no. I dream to wake up next to you, I have to let it go.
But I still get bored and then I end up leaving. Don't push me too far away, cause if I go too far away, I might not come right back, I'm getting even stable. You call me like, where you at 3 a.m.? I'm in my A, LAX, I'm cool. And she just keep on teasing.
Well, well, I just wanna say thank you for the great show. On top of that, all views, works, and expressions were advised by Clubhouse. None of our opinions,
all views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
I mean, thanks. I mean, I was going to get to it eventually, but I mean, like, thanks, I guess.
Oh, yeah, you know.
I was going to get to it. Thanks for taking it from me.
But you know what I'm saying?
Kind of wanted to do that, but yeah. We get to the end of our show. As of right now, it's 6:57. Probably going to play one more banger for you, and we out.
Well, I mean, you already know.
Oh, man, oh, my God.
Well, I mean,
this is going to take a minute on top of that, so y'all probably going to get, like, 2 minutes long.
Well, I mean, you see your time. You see your clock. You see your watch. You see your phone.
Bill, get a new catch, please. Now I'm playing.
And it's time to go. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC or 90.7 FM. You know what I'm saying? Also, if you're 12 to 18,